This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast, and I've got a pretty cool guest, Michael Mogill. He runs a company called Crisp Video, where they make videos for attorneys, and from what I've seen, they're like super high-end, really beautiful videos that goes on the attorney's website and seems to attract a lot of clients for them. So their work looks like gorgeous when you look at it. And he's also the author of a book that's come out somewhat recently called The Game-Changing Attorney. And again, from what I've seen on Amazon, it's got like tons of great reviews. I'm just starting to dive into it myself, but you know, to be honest, I haven't read through it, but I'm going to ask Mike about it. So Mike, welcome to the podcast. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So tell me, you know, everyone has their backstory. What got you into working in the video world and with attorneys, first of all?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I guess depending on how far back we go, because my family and I, like European immigrants came here. It was like two parents, two kids, and $500 got here, right. I think it was like 1990. But I was always going to go down like the medical path. Right. So I actually went to school, had a biology major, took the MCAT, got into med school, but it just, I wasn't sure that was what I wanted to do. I spent a lot of time shadowing surgeons and physicians and so on. So I decided, well, I'm going to take a year before I go that route. And this is right as like the economy collapsed and just right in 2008, actually. So I went from like honors graduate to washing dishes at this local dive bar, but being very entrepreneurial. So like if you even go back like multiple years, like I think I had my first business when I was 16. It was like a website company, and my mom would actually like let the clients in like through the front door. And I'd work with like various companies. This is like way back in the day of like, you know, GeoCities and, you know, all that stuff. But being very entrepreneurial, you know, I knew that was definitely a route that I wanted to go. So med school was not a path that I pursued. And one of the reasons that I focused on video, and at the time, right? So when you really look at it, like, is I started Crisp in 2012. And everybody at the time was telling me there was no future in online video. It would never be successful. It's only like, you know, traditional media and TV. And even if there was a future, we wouldn't be able to compete with the agencies. So there's really no reason to do it. But being very, very, very stubborn, I stuck with it. And what I saw in video was, you know, I was really looking at where consumer attention was going. And I was starting to see that online, there was really no medium that was more engaging than video. And it was at the time where like YouTube was really starting to take off. And now, like when people ask like why video, right? You look online, it's almost like asking like why oxygen. So this isn't really there's not as much of a challenge today to convince people on the value of video, just because it's every, you know, social and online platform that we see. I mean, we're getting every piece of content that we can through video because it is so engaging. But getting into actually specifically working with attorneys, this happened by accident. You know, when I started the company, we were working with the larger brands like Coca-Cola and Red Bull and Verizon. And we had an attorney reach out to us where she really had no online presence whatsoever. And she was struggling to differentiate her firm and stand out. So we produced this Michael Bay epic style like video for her that was almost like a movie trailer. And her phone was blowing up and she was really starting to take off. And at the time, like we'd never really seen another legal video. So I looked at what was going on. And what I saw was that the content that was being produced by most law firms and most attorneys really hadn't changed over the last like 15 to 20 years. So, and the videos were looking very, you know, very much the same. But at the same time, there was much more competition. The market's getting more saturated. And it was getting very, very difficult for any individual law firm to stand out and differentiate. So we really focused on the storytelling. And now we work exclusively with attorneys. I mean, 100%. I mean, it's even why we ended up writing the book on it. So that's kind of like the shortest version of like how we started out to why we work with attorneys today.
Yeah, if you want to hear something funny for context, there's a guy named Braden Pollock that runs Legal Brand Marketing, and they provide leads. And he's been in the game with attorneys for like, I don't know, at least 10 years. And he said when he first started, attorneys would say to him, why do I even need a website? You know, I get business through referrals and all that. So them saying video or someone saying video is not going to work is the same vein of ignorance, you know?
I know. And it's interesting because a lot of times it's like that foresight to see as to where the trends are going. And Unfortunately, you see this in a lot of professional services industries, but a lot of times people don't start to invest in a marketing medium, whether it's a website, whether it's a video or whatever it might be, until more and more of the market's doing it, or like a big competitor is doing it, or when they start to feel the pain and the phone's ringing less or clients and cases are being pulled away from them. So it's unfortunate that that's sometimes what actually drives people to action. But I can tell you that video is, it's probably only going to get more and more important for attorneys, but it's not really one size fits all video. I think now there's no shortage of content out there. So it's, you know, it used to be if you just had a video, any video, right? I mean, even a video you filmed on a webcam, you were standing out. But now it's really important to consider the audience and the messaging and the storytelling. And it, just because now everybody's got a video the same way nearly everybody's got a website.
Well, tell me a little bit about that. So what practice areas do you work with attorneys in? Is there any practice area that it doesn't work for? I know the answer already, but I have to ask.
Yes. I mean, that's a good question. I would say, I mean, we work across all practice areas. In terms of, is there any practice area that it doesn't work for? I mean, ultimately, what video really is just the way to differentiate yourself. I mean, it's just video happens to be a medium to do so. So I think video is important where it's important to ultimately articulate why you exist and what sets you yourself apart. If that isn't important. So for example, I would say like when we do a lot of these story-driven brand style videos, that works really well for like single event, personal injury firms, criminal defense firms, family law, immigration. But let's say you're marketing for mass torts, where it may not be as important to really talk about the firm brand and, you know, the story of the law firm, because a lot of that mass torts marketing is like lead generation. So that a brand video may not be suitable to that, but you can do different types of video content on mass torts. So actually, again, I would say video is probably relevant in all cases, but the types of videos that you use is very different depending on who the audience is.
Yeah, and to me, it's obvious, and to you, but why is video important? You know, to me, I tell attorneys, you know, if someone could hear you and see you and get a feel for you, they're much more likely to call and hire you instead of just words on a page. But what's your reasoning behind it?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think video is engaging because it engages the senses in multiple ways, right? So not only are they hearing you and they're seeing you, but if you're connecting with them emotionally, you know, all those things are reasons for them to actually remember you and connect with you. And you know, the other reason is just the fact that we're in such a mobile, transient now type culture where, you know, people always have their mobile device with them. They're always on social media. They're really not investing a whole lot of time in consuming content until they're engaged by the content. So they may not spend a whole lot of time reading a lot of different articles and reading your, you know, going down several pages on your website unless you can first engage them for why they should care. So video is a great tool to just engage, to educate. And then also it really probably lowers the barrier to entry as far as the number of calories they have to consume and actually engaging with you. It's pretty easy to watch a video, right? That, you know, it's easy to watch the TV in the same, you know, very much the same way. To spend a whole lot of time reading takes more effort, which can ultimately, detract from the conversions that you might receive.
Well, what makes a video work versus not? Should they be a certain length? Should they have certain elements or be in a certain order? What do you see?
Yeah, so the difference between, like, let's say an effective video versus an ineffective one, it is actually less to do with video quality and more to do with the messaging, the actual narrative. So the best videos are ones where you've got a story. People love stories. That's how they remember things and that's how they remember information, where you're ultimately able to communicate, why should I trust you? What sets you apart? Like, and where you're not just saying, well, here are the legal services that we provide. So when you're really focusing on the emotional and not just the logical, if you're able to really dial in to a specific audience. So if you understand their pain points and you're able to connect with them and the content of your video supports that. So for example, let's say like, you know, someone's story. Right at the start of this podcast, yeah, I briefly went through mine. And I think that, you know, if we went right into like the video tips or like, here's how you use video, I don't know that there's that same level of trust perhaps built, or even like just having some background on me because I'm younger. One might think, okay, this is like another millennial doing social media, right? So all that forms the context as to why you exist. I mean, we've so many attorneys that, you know, maybe they grew up dealt with a lot of adversity, or they were adopted, so they went into adoption law, or they were an immigrant, so they went into immigration law, or whatever that might be, that forms the basis for why they do what they do. And that's what can make a really good, memorable video. A less effective video is typically one where it's just, you know, here are the services that I offer, hire me now, right? Where you just go right into a direct call to action without really giving people a reason as to why they should care or what sets you apart. And that would work. And this is why I think TV had worked for a very long time. If you're the only game in town, like if you're the only option and there's really no competition, then that's great. Mm-hmm. But if there's 4,000 or 5,000 other guys in your market that are also saying that they're going to fight hard and they're going to provide aggressive representation, then you providing the same messaging and occupying 1% of, let's say, like the advertising real estate, it really isn't going to move the needle. The only way that you can compete with these Goliath firms is to differentiate and stand out.
Right, that's true. Because on budget, a lot of firms tell me, especially in PI, oh, you know, so-and-so spends like, you know, 20 grand a week. We can't compete with that. But they can. They just have to stand out in their own way and show their uniqueness.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, dollar for dollar, I would say, especially for personal injury, you're probably not going to be able to compete with those Goliath firms. I mean, they'll outspend you. They'll out-advertise. They'll be on billboards, TV, urinals, everything. I mean, that's just, and even if you did, let's say you did have the ad budget to compete with that, you know, when you factor in what your cost of acquisition or your cost of per lead would be to acquire those leads and cases, it's generally not worth it. So you've got to be more strategic.
Well, tell me about some of the outlier videos that were like, that performed like so much better than expected. And do you know why they did? Any examples of videos that were like just amazing?
Yeah. I mean, we had, you know, one of the first ones that comes to mind is we work with a veterans practice out of Nebraska, and we actually produced a video for them that was very, very patriotic. I mean, we used footage from like Afghanistan, the Gulf War, and also we, you know, filmed the interviews in front of tanks, and we'd interviewed clients of theirs who were also veterans. The members of the law firm, like the actual legal team, they were veterans themselves. So it was really veterans serving veterans. And we produced this video that was really about like the public service that they provide. And this was a piece of content that ultimately, I think it got shared like 5 or 10,000 times. It got well over 1 million views. And people were sharing it not as like a law firm video, but because they supported the messaging that was in the video. And when we ran the targeting, so we also like run a paid campaign around this. We ran it specifically to veterans because that was their audience. So something like that, that was content that was providing them with value, that was a message that they could support and share with their friends and their colleagues. So that was a video that performed extremely well. Usually, like it's really important, as you know, to consider the audience, right? Whoever that might be, and making right. sure that that messaging resonates with them, that that hits their pain points. And when you do so, it becomes not so much of a sales pitch, but rather something that's, okay, like these are the good guys. This is why I can trust them. Because let's say in veterans law, you can go to the VA and that's free. I mean, that's a free option. So, you know, when you're competing against free, you really need to highlight the value that you provide that would give someone a reason to consider you.
True. Yeah. So what are the elements you started into it? So you need to have a story, you know, tell your backstory, not just dive into the technicalities. You also mentioned client testimonials, if possible. That would probably amp up the video's power a lot if you can get that. What other elements make a top-level video that really gets clients with the attorney?
Yeah, the biggest thing, it's really that level of authenticity. So when we're producing videos, we will do a storyboard. We won't do a script. We don't do a teleprompter or anything like that. It's actually featuring the attorney, real clients, no actors, right? So it's an authentic video, and you feature the story of why did this attorney decide to go into practicing law, as opposed to really anything else, like what gets them out of bed in the morning. Client testimonials are providing social proof, and then there's also that consistent messaging to where, okay, here is the challenge, like, or here's the problem that they are solving. Here's how they really guide to like a client of the firm to a better outcome and a brighter future. And you're really providing hope. And at the end of it all, there's a call to action that basically says, well, here's the next step, in which case that could be a free consultation. It could be an invitation for them to download an ebook or an actual book, right? Whatever that might be, because it's not always set an appointment. So, and it's doing so in a way that you're not really selling them hard, right? So if you're seeing videos online, and I think this is more effective back in the day on TV than it is on the web. But when there's those types of videos that are like speaking, it's like, you know, have you been injured? Call this number. Here are the settlements. Like that works depending on the, like, here's what I've seen with those. If you're marketing to a very non-discerning audience, right? And you know that their pain point is they just want to get paid and make money. That's going to go great. But the what you're seeing online is typically a more discerning client that's going to be doing more research, that really wants to find out who is the best firm for them, who is the best attorney, in which case they're going to be vetting more than one firm. So while they may offer similar services, you want to stand out and say, here's how we're different.
Gotcha. And how much effort and time does this take? So let's say an attorney hires you, do you like fly out to their office and spend the whole day with them, or like what's involved from their side? What do they have to do?
Yeah. So in our case, you know, when we're producing a video, really all the time that it takes from them is just one day. So, you know, we'll handle the creative and everything like that. Of course, we're doing discovery first to really learn about the firm and make sure that we're, you know, we're really digging into what is the value proposition. We can help them even figure that out. In many cases, most of our firms, like when they first reach out to us, aren't really clear on that. They say, well, you know, we have the most experience, right? You know, or right. But they don't realize that the firm down the street also has 100 years of combined experience, or that they're also super lawyers. So we really help them figure out what that differentiator is. The actual shoot itself with us is typically just a day. So we come to them, we'll come to you and we'll film all the content. It's usually either during the week or on a weekend. And then from the time that that video is filmed, we'll turn it around within about 5 to 7 business days. So, you know, with us, we've got a pretty good process, but every single video that we produce, our creative team, we're meeting about it, creating a story for it, because every law firm is different. You know, the videos are high quality, but I'll tell you, like I was mentioning earlier, I think quality is secondary to having a great story and really diving into the right pain points, connecting with the audience. So I think that you could have a video that's filmed on an iPhone or a webcam that's got a great story, great messaging, and addresses the pain points of an audience. That video will outperform a great looking video that does not have those things. But if you can combine the two and have quality and the right messaging, that's probably the most powerful combination.
Definitely, yeah. And how many videos do you recommend that the attorney do? One or more? Or?
You know, it's a great question. I think video, as with any other type of content, like blog posts, podcasts, whatever it might be, should be part of an overall content strategy. So, you know, if you're just starting out and you've never produced any video content, I think the first piece of content should really be that firm profile or brand video about, like, here's who we are, here's what sets us apart, this is what goes on the homepage of your website. But it's also important, you know, just as if you were writing blog posts, you wouldn't just write one and say, that's it, we'll never blog again, that you're continuously producing content. So in which case it could be educational content like FAQ videos, or also, especially on social media where the long game is so important, you know, highlighting some of the things that you're doing in your community, the culture in your office, you know, really touching on multiple elements and really remaining top of mind. So, you know, while a brand video can stick around for several years, it's also important to have supporting content where you may either focus on specific practice areas, may feature individual client testimonials, may feature profiles of individual attorneys, and then also showing some of the things that you're doing in your community.
Okay. So, I see. There's some preparation on the attorney's part. You help them create the story and do the storyboard and all that. And if they want, you know, customers to do testimonials, you got to get them in, you know, during the shoot and all that stuff. So it could be a little bit of scheduling, but for the most part, it's a pretty simple process, right?
Yep. It's very simple. I mean, we even provide, so in our history, we've really never had an issue in terms of even getting clients to come in. We provide all the templates to do so in terms of, like, here's how you invite a client to come in to give a testimonial. The reality is the videos that feature client testimonials are significantly, I mean, like 5 times greater, like converting than ones without them. And it's because of that social proof element. So a video with a client testimonial is something we highly, highly, highly recommend. But the process itself is pretty simple. And it's something that needs to be engaging and exciting. I mean, our clients aren't professional actors. They don't do a whole lot of video or TV, so it's not something that they're used to. But I think that's what humanizes you, and that's really what you're looking to do. I think if a viewer is watching and it looks too polished, or it looks, you know, too much of a disconnect where it looks like a TV persona, then they were not really able to connect with the attorney. And they don't, you know, the whole idea is to show them that you're more than just an attorney, that you're an actual human being with a family of your own, and like that, you know, this is why you exist, and these are the reasons why the firm exists, perhaps even beyond making money, that you entered this profession to be able to make an impact, and what, you know, whatever that why is.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. What about staff? Have you found that it's helpful if the attorney has, you know, their admins or other people in the firm with them in the video, or you just notice a bump only from either clients and or the attorney?
Yeah, I think it's great to feature your team if it's supporting the content that's in the video, right? So if if you have multiple attorneys and you're showing that you all work collaboratively as a team, I think that's great. If you're showing what the client experience is like when someone comes into your office, I think that's a great way to feature it. It always comes down to, like, does it support the content, right? Because if you feature someone and they say, I love working here, that's great if you're talking about the environment and the culture. But if you're talking about something very serious and there's like a traumatic brain injury case and then you feature a testimonial from someone who works on your team, that may not be as relevant. So we look at it as, you know, what is the perception that we're looking to really drive from the video? So when somebody sees this, let's say it's their first impression, if you want to come across powerhouse legal team or, you know, really kind of show off, let's say on the converse of that, as like a small town like firm that's personalized and just, you know, works with every single client individually, whatever that might be, that's what we really create the narrative around.
All right. Well, so how can attorneys contact you, you know, to inquire about your video services? You know, give a website or a phone number, what's best?
They can always reach out through the website. And we've got several examples there. It's just crispvideo.com, crispvideo.com. And I know you mentioned the book. I had put a year of my life into this book in terms of everything that I'd wish I knew when I started our business, and I probably interviewed over 100 of our clients and some of the fastest growing firms in the country that basically outlined like what are the things that they're doing. So
we'll get into that in a minute. I just, you know, I should have said that's all I want to ask you right now about the video. So I wanted you to give a call to action. So crispvideo.com. And then I wanted to ask you about the book for a few minutes too. So don't worry, I'll ask you about that now.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, I just want to give people a chance, you know, like I said, if they're interested in the video and they're ready to do it, they should visit the site now. But now I'll ask you about the book. So all right, so you interviewed 100 top firms. What was your criteria for the interviews? Like, how did you know they were top firms?
So most of these firms were clients of ours, and we had known. So like really talking, because we kind of knew the before and after, and in working with them, kind of their starting point and how they like grew so quickly. Many of them were on the Inc. 5000, the Inc. 500, as some of the really the fastest growing firms, but what were the things that they were doing and what had they learned? And a lot of it really came down to mindset, to be completely honest. I mean, those were really the main factors in terms of like how they approached investing in their business, how they approached to continuously learning and growing, and really their willingness to try something new and try something different. So that was a big factor, but it's really pouring all of that in and all the different case studies into the book and outlining all of it. I mean, candidly, I never say at any point in the book that you should hire Crisp Video. I mean, I outline our process and how to do everything, but you know, I outline how to do it yourself. So like, it was important, I think, to be able to provide that value. And I enjoyed writing it. I mean, this is something that I'd wanted to do for quite a while. And, you know, as you mentioned at the start, I mean, I think it's humbling, you know, to see that the book's been well received, because as I was writing this whole thing, I kept thinking like, you know, I really want to make sure I put enough value into this thing and that we really kind of outlined the start to finish process of like how to create a video, how to market the video, how to track the metrics, you know, all the different aspects of it to go from start to finish. So where if you wanted to, you could really do it yourself.
All right. And the book's available on Amazon, Kindle. It's where can people get it?
Yep. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and it's actually coming to Audible this month as well.
Nice. Yeah, I've got my books on Audible. It's definitely a lot of people like to listen instead of read, you know, attorneys on the way to court sitting in the car. They can listen to the book and stuff too. So that's a great thing that you did. That's good. So you've interviewed these firms, you know, a lot of them are your clients. So what did you learn from writing the book? Because I've learned that writing a book actually teaches you a lot, which is kind of odd, but I would bet you experienced the same phenomena.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember even during the writing of the book, I would go into meetings or I would even jump on a call and it would be like the Matrix, right? When, you know, when Neo like is able to first see the Matrix, like it was almost unfair because I had just, let's say we were talking about a like multi-channel marketing or something. And I had just written a chapter on it, right? Which meant I had spent so much time thinking about it, researching it, you know, talking about it, that by the time that chapter was written, you know, I'd had so much context on it that I was like really living that. And I was so immersed in it. But I mean, going through the process of writing the book, I'd learned that one, this is an absolutely exhausting process, right? Or at least it was for me going through it, just because I really wanted to make sure that this is a really valuable piece of content. But I also learned that it's, at the end of the day, it's your book, right? So what that means is that, you know, I'd constantly ask myself, well, are there going to be new insights here? You know, there is all sorts of books out there on storytelling and on marketing, and a lot of those things exist, but I wanted something that was specific for law firm owners. You know, there's a lot of great books that I've read in the legal space that are absolutely phenomenal. And this is really going back to, here are the things that we're seeing are the most successful. Here's where we believe things are headed. And it's also, I didn't really dial in on any particular like platform. So I wanted to be careful because, you know, the platforms change, right? So let's say today it's Facebook. Tomorrow it might be something else. But the actual principles behind marketing, I think, are platform agnostic. So it's more so understanding, here's the right way to market. Here's what you need to think about in messaging. So, you know, as things change, you're able to adapt to those changes.
Well, so you predicted the future essentially of video years ago. So now we're in 2019. So what do you see as up and coming stuff in the next 6 months or year or 2 years?
So in terms of like where we're headed, I think now, because of the nature of attention economics, because there's such a, you know, there's no shortage of content. I don't think anyone's ever said that, you know, I wish there was more content to consume. I think at this point, the biggest thing is making sure that there's a level of relevancy and personalization, and the business and or law firm that's able to remain top of mind, that's able to really provide like insights and education and content continuously on all mediums, on all platforms. So wherever someone might go, that continues to educate their audience and engage their audience, that remains top of mind, that firm is going to win. It's no longer about any one individual piece of content. It's about really like that long, you know, the long game, right? So you're continuously staying top of mind. I mean, for example, let's say in personal injury, the most people, 364 days of the year, are really not interested in a personal injury law firm until the day that they actually do get injured, in which case on that day, a personal injury law firm is extremely relevant. But if you remain top of mind and you reach out to a friend of yours and say, hey, what's that firm that's always like doing things in our community, that we always see their content on Facebook, and they say, oh yeah, that's this firm. That's ultimately how you're able to kind of reach out to the people that may not be looking for an attorney on any individual specific day, but like the general funnel that needs to be nurtured over time.
You know, what's a hint I can give people? So, you know, if you're an attorney and you got like a really gorgeous video, for instance, like the ones you make, and you want a referral from your customer, your client, and that client makes a referral and the referral goes to your site and sees this video, that person can be proud to make the referral, because the response that I've seen and what you'll get is, wow, that guy, that firm looks like really good. Like they look like real top notch. You hire those people, and it's more likely to stimulate referrals for you. So the video makes you look good, and it also will stimulate referrals, because it'll make people that refer you look good for referring you, because you look good and because they're associated with a prestigious firm. So I just want to point that out to attorneys listening. That's an effect I've seen from stuff like this.
It's 100% dead on. And we hear that from clients all the time, especially when they first post their video. So like for the very first time, when it's, you know, when it's been produced and they're going to post it on Facebook for the first time, they'll also email it out to their clients. And they'll, you know, when their clients see it on Facebook, they're like, they're proud that that firm represented them, that those clients actually start to share it.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, excellent. So resources, again, for listeners, you know, we're about out of time, but The Game-Changing Attorney on Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, and soon Audible, which is great. And then they should go to crispvideo.com, right, to talk to you about doing video?
That's right. Yep. If we can help and if we're fit, and I'll say ultimately there's a lot of ways to get a lot of this content done and a lot of ways to produce video content. But the most important thing is that it's coming from a place of just humanizing the firm, authenticity, really telling like that story of your why. And if you can communicate that, you're standing out above 99.9% of attorneys.
That's great. Well, Mike, I appreciate you coming, and keep doing the good work.
Perfect. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.